Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Relief. Oh, relief. R-E-L-I-E-F. Relief. Relief is this hour's code word in the 12K a day contest. Text relief to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Relief is this hour's code word.
I got a couple texts, but before I do that, I wanted to ask you, because I'm just reading this story now, and I wish I had done it in our news. Did you see there's a Georgia lawmaker who now has to quit because of his participation in the Sacha Baron Cohen television show?
No.
It says, Jason Spencer, a Georgia state lawmaker, who dropped his trousers and repeatedly used the N-word on an episode of the Showtime series,
oh my God,
Who is America, on Sunday night, has announced his resignation. So the way it goes down, it's clear this guy was tricked.
Right.
Like, it wasn't clear to him at the time. He was caught up in this whole thing. But I can imagine after the fact, he got had so hard. How could he? So here's, let me tell you this.
What trick could you play on someone?
I'm going to tell you exactly. So this guy, Spencer, a Republican who represents Woodbine, the community of Woodbine in Georgia, appeared in a segment in which Sacha Baron Cohen played a character named Colonel Aaron Murad. Spencer was pranked into believing the comedian was an Israeli anti-terrorism expert who was able to convince this guy that a series of racist acts would protect him against terrorists. First, they discussed his support of the burqa ban, in which this is an actual guy who works in the Georgia government, says, I don't call it a burqa ban, I call it an anti-masking statute. From there, Cohen engaged in a series of supposed anti-terrorism exercises that included telling Spencer to yell as a way of attracting attention during an ISIS kidnapping attempt. So he tells this guy, in America, there is one forbidden word. It's the N-word. After Spencer yells the racial slur...
That's what you're supposed to yell to prevent a terrorist attack?
He yells the N-word, and after he does this, Sacha Baron Cohen goes, not that word, are you crazy? I meant Noonie, which is a random N-word that no one's ever heard of, but there's the trick. So this guy,
oh my God,
yells this. Meanwhile, he's agreed to video all this stuff. So all this is being made for this TV show.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
So Sacha Baron Cohen, goes, are you crazy? The N-word is Noonie, not this word. This word is disgusting. So Spencer immediately goes, oh, got it. Then he gets him to do a bunch of other stuff, super incriminating along the way. And, of course, now that the show has aired,
oh, my God,
he's had to resign.
Mm. Well,
the gotcha where he's like, not that word, Noonie. I'm talking about like Noonie.
What?
Noonie. What does that even mean?
Nothing.
Right. And here's the guy. I don't have the whole clip, but here's the guy standing there with his pants down. I imagine this is where he's yelling the.
Oh my God! They're in a huge room. I pictured this happening in an office.
They're supposedly doing some kind of video that's going to be used as training for other people, and this guy thinks he's doing.
Oh.
Oh, he shows him his butt.
Why is he showing him his butt? Why?
He's look at him chasing him with his butt.
What idiot! falls for that? This is
that guy.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Can you believe that story?
No, I actually can't believe it. You know, the show, Who is America? Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I haven't. I've seen some clips. I haven't seen that clip. They're saying that I think two episodes have aired.
I believe, yeah, because I think it airs Sunday on Showtime.
But they said it was disappointing.
They started July 15th.
Right, who tuned in. It was like a million people. But they say that with recordings and DVR, mm-hmm. DVR stuff and on-demand stuff, it was triple that. So they were actually psyched about how many people watched it, and they expected it after, because a lot of people are talking about the show. It's like, mm-hmm. it's pretty crazy. And then, so they're waiting to get the results from this past Sunday. I think it's a Sunday night show.
Yeah, yeah. I believe so. I don't want to watch it because it looks so stupid, and I don't have an appreciation for Sasha.
I like him.
I loved the allergy show.
But I feel like I should watch it to go, oh, God, that is lame, or wow, it's funny.
I guess he also, and this has nothing to do with the story that I just read, but it's another segment where he gets the girl from The Bachelorette with the platinum woman area.
Who was date raped?
Like she got drunk, right. And then they had that whole
thing. Pool or the
I read something about her. And
she
him
ends
too.
Up on the show, and I don't know what he gets her to do. But obviously, the whole show is a prank show, so you probably don't make the show unless you got had.
You're dumb enough to get had,
right?
Damn.
You think she practiced that? You think she had that written down?
Yeah, it feels forced.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Vinny, Gatorade is from Florida, not Florida State. You're right.
Whatever.
I'm new to the area, and it's been hard to find a new morning show till I found you guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening.
Naked Lunch is William Burroughs.
Okay.
Yeah, I never read it.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I did. It sounds like one of those books that people talk about. And
I took lit classes. Not forever, but I did take them. I never read that. Playboy was going to have a deer head because originally the name of the magazine was going to be Stag Party.
Deer
equals stag, like Stag Party.
Got it. Stag Party. Playboy's better.
I was so happy to hear the 8 a.m. segment live. I would have really missed out catching up on the podcast, not hearing that audio.
Oh, it's true.
I wouldn't have understood the laughter and the disdain.
Well, was that the Yoko Ono thing?
I think so.
Yes,
that whole segment would have been cut out. When we do our podcast, we aren't allowed to put third-party audio into them because it's a whole different licensing thing for air and et cetera. Complicated. They've explained it to me, and I just go, so the bottom line is no one can hear the music segments, right? Or any other third-party audio. So it's sort of skimmed off. So even when we do play a segment, you wouldn't hear any of Bryn's amazing audio. And don't worry, that whole segment would have been cut out.
A phone is big enough. Most guys do not need 6 different windows open to find something satisfying to watch.
Oh. That's interesting.
What is?
I have, 30 windows open.
Yeah, I don't do 30, and I don't even do 6, but I do at least 3. I got an email asked for $5,000 sent to the FBI. Huh? I got one of those ransom emails. They had one of my throwaway passwords, and I don't have a webcam. I told them I would pay to see the video you have.
That's funny.
510 says, no, Vinny, you're the only perv in the studio. Not everyone does that all the time.
Yeah, Vinny.
No, most guys do.
Yeah, most guys do.
Yeah.
You're absolutely wrong, 510.
I bet Hooman doesn't. It's pure as the driven snow.
Yeah.
Well, it's trippy. Hooman struggles with a lot of fairly normal things, but it's, church related and
yeah,
that's cool.
Good he won't him. Be living in sin, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, he said that today.
Yeah. I guess past sins he's been forgiven for.
Meanwhile, I bet in real life he lived with a lady before I ever lived with a lady.
Yeah, he was in his early 20s.
Seven oh seven says, last time I had sex was 2005. If they got video, I looked pretty hot back then. I'd love to see it. 2005? What are you? What's going on?
I don't know.
You okay?
Why don't you write to us? 707? And clarify.
510 says I use my cell phone.
Yeah, but that has a camera too.
LOL, I got that email, but they wanted 2,900 in Bitcoin.
Mm. Yeah, don't fall for it.
Pedia pops all the way, especially in the summer.
Pedia pops? What is it, like a frozen Pedialyte?
I guess. Coconut water and pineapple juice to cut the taste. It's great for running.
Ooh, sounds good.
It's not Florida State.
Pina Colada.
It's the University of Florida that invented. Okay, we got it.
One of the colleges in Florida.
I was just going off the top of my head, and it was all coming out quick. I got it. No worries. I knew that. Bryn, some of your best mashup work. Thanks for making me laugh hysterically. Happy hump day to you goofs.
Oh, yeah, Bryn.
Bryn is amazing. That mashup was awesome. Oh, my God. Made me laugh so hard.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Oh. They did the nasal spray thing for Prince when he OD'd on a plane the week before he died.
That was the nasal thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, when I hear that someone got an antidote for that, I always picture that scene in Pulp Fiction where he just drives that gigantic needle into her heart. But I think that was adrenaline he was giving her or something. I don't know if it was like,
I don't know.
Like an opioid.
Whatever it is, they're both the same thing. It's to pull someone back from,
come on back.
From an OD.
Come on. You'll be okay. Come on.
Did you guys fact check that massage story?
Nope.
That name sounded fake as the Asiana crash pilots.
It did.
LOL.
It's a great name.
Tori, what's her name, is an LOLing. Yeah. What was her name?
Campbell.
Yeah.
Well,
oof. Talk about
just
getting
reading the
had.
Teleprompter.
Boy,
it's Ron Burgundy if I ever heard one.
That's another one of those. After the fact, you have to be like, how could I let that happen to me?
Right. How did I not see that first one and go, wait a minute.
You mentioned Mark Wahlberg yesterday, and he was actually at the Palo Alto Wahlburgers yesterday. I saw him.
I would have loved to have seen him.
You would?
Yeah, I really like him.
Yeah, got a good face.
Yeah, but you'd probably be like, oh, he's too short.
Well, he is short.
Oh, he's not old
enough.
How tall
is he?
He's definitely not 6 foot. I would say he's like 5'9", 5'10", maybe probably
5'9". God,
he's
so short.
He's
5'8".
Even shorter!
He's my height.
He's my height, Vinny.
No,
you know that's a lie, too.
You and I are the same height.
No, dude, you're like 5'6". What?
5'6"?
I don't know, something around there. 5'6 and a quarter.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. What are you, Sarah?
5'7" and a quarter.
I'm taller than you,
no,
then.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
please,
I am.
Please, no, you're not.
Please.
Oh, Vinny, 707 says, 707 here, who texted in about not having sex since 2005. I've written in about it to The Secret Show before, never got read. I guess it wasn't interesting enough.
Oh.
Or maybe it was 3 pages too long.
It's possible it was too long. And it's also, you know, the problem is that we get to maybe one or two of them per Secret Show. And there's, you know, we'll get 5 or 6 good ones a day. I have a very thick, that's why sometimes I go, I'm like, I'm going way back. We're going to look at someone's problem from 2 years ago just because they've given up on ever hearing their problem.
Well, 707, write in again.
Yeah.
I'll look out for it.
Maybe this is the same person. This is 707 as well. Hi, long-time listener, first-time texter. Nope, not the same person.
Yeah.
Love, Sarah and Vinny. I wanted to be positive, but human is very annoying today. Too much human. Sounds like you're working at the wrong station, and stop playing devil's advocate. Unless that's your job, then nailed it.
Nailed it, human.
Human, take,
human, I mean.
510 says, human, take a Valium. You get so worked up and excited. Know-it-all-y and judgy. When the conversation turns to movies and Tom Cruise.
Well, he loves Tom Cruise, right?
He does love Tom Cruise.
Right. Too bad Tom Cruise wasn't in Olive. Maybe we would have seen it by now.
Oh, low blow.
That's just hurtful. But it's true. If Tom Cruise was in it, I'm sure it was.
A long list of guesses about which movies were at the top or where on the list with Tom Cruise list.
Somebody ranked all the Tom Cruise movies.
Sarah and Vinny, I won Imagine Dragons tickets from you back in April. I saw them last night and they blew me away. Oh. Amazing show and so inspiring. That Dan Reynolds. Anybody? Dan Reynolds?
I'm sure the singer? The singer of the band? Okay. I don't know.
That Dan Reynolds is so sincere with his cause.
Oh.
His cause? Taking the stigma out of anxiety, depression, and saving the Mormon LGBTQ youth from suicide. Love him.
Oh.
Who knew Dan Reynolds was up to all that?
People who go to the shows, apparently.
Well, these guys play at my house all the time.
Yeah, they don't also do their rants.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know anything about Drake's great. Quit talking bleep. Yeah. Or I'm going to be forced to express my feelings for Big Brother or Survivor.
Do it. Oh, please stop. Jesus.
Dancing in this video. Oy. So dumb, for real.
925 says, all right, man, $1,000. Makes me miss Vinny getting skunked most weeks by Gretchy. I'll have you know I was the world champion of our game, just so you know. You're hearing your own things in your own head there. Hope she's doing well, though, says 925. We all do.
You know, she was supposed to come to my 4th of July party.
Oh, that's right. What happened?
I don't know. I keep forgetting I should text her, but...
What are you going to text her? Why didn't you
come
to my party?
Yeah, why'd you come to my party? You said you were coming. Yeah. I was worried about you. Whoa.
Is Rachel going to be on The Secret Show tomorrow?
Yeah. Hell yeah. She is. Oh. Right, Hooman?
I don't know. She has to work. She has a job, so...
Yeah, but she's coming in. We'll do a quick one.
I thought she was a writer. Doesn't she make her own hours?
No, she works for a company.
Oh, well. She should tell her company. We'll give her plugs. We'll give her company's plugs she can hang around and do The Secret Show.
She can hang. She can do it.
I believe yesterday was Gretchen's birthday.
Oh, Gretchy, happy birthday. Tom Cruise is over here breaking hearts and flying helicopters, and someone just walked into a 7-Eleven with a dollar and has his net worth. That's a lottery winner.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, if the guy takes the lump sum in after taxes, he's more like...
Well, I think it was $522 million.
Right. So whatever the lump sum is on that, probably three-something, $300 million. Half of that's because he's like 150, 175. It's not bad.
Still real good. 804 says he's showing him his butt because if you touch a member of ISIS with your butt, it turns them gay.
What?
Oh. I'm sure it was explained in the segment. It's still
unbelievable that he's doing that on camera.
Especially for this. Trust me, in retrospect, this guy can't believe he let that happen to himself.
Like, that's who he is now for the rest of his life.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that is just
unfortunate.
I actually do feel bad for that guy. He was tricked hard. But what idiot gets tricked like that? Oh.
Holy crap, that last texter's message sounds just like someone at my company. Completely useless person we couldn't get rid of. Finally our executive VP heard about it and helped us. Yeah, there's that DMV story was a bummer.
Yeah. Lady sleeping at her desk 3 hours a day for 4 years and still works there. It does, right.
There were four Sean's, spelt all the three different ways, on my baseball team when I was 8, from Sean.
Oh, funny. Yeah, Sean's a good name, solid name.
Yeah.
Shawnee.
A lot of people are saying that Esme name is from Twilight. It's short for Esmeralda.
Oh. I thought it was a standalone. Esme.
The same thing happened to me at my work in a hospital. We had an employee who was so drugged out on opiates all the time that would just stare at her monitor. Productivity was like 70 a day and she would average 15. Because it went on for so long without a supervisor documenting, it took 5 years to finally fire her.
Wow.
So frustrating.
God. Sometimes people with addiction problems, too, that you wind up not being able to fire them because they have a disease. And then the company winds up paying for a lot of rehab. And
it's a thing.
This long, drawn-out process.
Absolutely. Not surprised that it was a government worker sleeping on the job. I work for a government, and the crap people get away with would blow your mind.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
I mean, we pay all those people.
Yep. Well, especially California. We were just talking about the sales tax, the property tax, the tax on tax. I sold my house. I got a capital gains tax. What? You want more tax on top of tax?
Didn't you own that house longer than 2 years?
No. I'm just saying all the tax. I mean, you're getting it from all directions.
Mm-hmm.
You actually turn a nice profit on a house you have owned for a while, and they tax you even on that. Like, what the?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
That's Vinny's Joni Mitchell.
You might be able to tell I'm not a big
fan.
Spot
on, too.
I love Joni Mitchell. Wee, wee, wah, wee, wah.
She probably isn't a big fan anymore, is she?
Of California?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she be?
Well, I just told you, the taxes are too high
here.
Yeah,
but she still probably lives here.
People are pooping in the streets.
Yeah, I don't know. She probably lives in a hippie enclave somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you don't think she minds the poop wherever?
Yeah,
Los Angeles.
Oh, she lives in Los Angeles? Is that right?
And somewhere in Colombia.
Oh, in Colombia.
She's balding.
Nice. Funny.
That's all the text,
all
everyone.
Right. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. I hope that your day is humpity hump hump.
It's one looking more, beautiful.
I know. It's actually clearing
right now. It looks
right
nice, but it's one more day of this heat wave. Someone wrote in and said, you guys, 120 is hot, yes, but 85 is not. Shut up. 85's hot.
It's hot. It's hot enough.
Well, yeah. 85 in the house at 9 p.m. is hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
There's no sleeping.
Hey, do not question our God-given right to whine.
That's what we do.
Complaining feels so good.
Right.
Whining about stuff.
No, one more day of the heat, and then I think it breaks.
Yeah. So a couple things. Big Brother tonight. Cannot wait for that. But also on Hulu, the new series Castle Rock. It's like a Stephen King, J.J. Abrams collaboration. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be about, but it looks like it references other Stephen King stories, so I'm excited to watch that.
I was reading, so Skarsgård is in it. What's his first name?
Bill William Skarsgård, the guy who played It.
Okay, him, Jane Levy, you know, Daphne from Frasier.
Oh.
And then Sissy Spacek is also in it.
Well, she was Carrie in Stephen King's, in the movie version of that.
Mm.
Oh, that's very interesting. She's creepy. She's a creepy looking lady.
Kind of.
Yeah. Great. I have high hopes for it. So we'll see, I guess. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.